Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black, and your host for the program is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say and Yarn Up Strong? And a big shout out to the First Nation Radio Station across the beautiful country of ours. And look, stay strong and a Merry Christmas to you all. Kuri New Year. And you mob there, Yarraba, Yarri Christmas is the word I'm looking for to Deadly Mob. And look, thank you for a deadly year. And look, we're coming up to the final programs for 2025 for National Talk Black. But have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
I took a look in the mirror this morning, and standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through, oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? I guess I'll have to go and apologize for once again being a clown and having fun. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. I promise I'll give up my wicked ways and attend your every wish and need. I know I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it. Wait and see. As I sit back and watch our children play, and I realize how far we have come, to think I nearly threw it all away when I nearly drank that loving out of you. Thank you for the love you share and the patience you've applied. I haven't drank for 20 years. I've got you to thank.
beg with glee, because the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I could see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, because the love I have for you, yes, the love I have for you, you know the love I have for you drove the drinking right out of me.
It's me, Bushaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Took away a part of me. I'm like the song without the harmony. Well, the music's been written, but the words just seem so hard to say. Can you apologize? apologize.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. Beautiful track there, Saying Sorry. And that's The Borders here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country, BBM Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All right, RMIT proudly awards honorary doctorate to Murray Clark. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Annie Murray Clark, artist, recipient of the Doctor of Arts honours in recognition of her exceptional leadership and impact on Southeast Australian Aboriginal art and cultural practice. And we've got Annie on the line. Annie Murray, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Annie, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Okay. My mob, Wamba Wamba, Yorta Yorta, Muddy Muddy, and Boonwurrung.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful footprint. Big shout out to you, mob. And look, congratulations. In order, congratulations, recipient of the Doctor of Arts Honours. So look, in front of 10,500 graduate at Marvel Stadium. Look, tell us how you're feeling and tell us about your work, Auntie, please.
So, yeah. I'd never been to Marvel Stadium, but to see like 20 other sort of stages and 10,500 students and like at least 30,000 family and friends of the students all scattered throughout the stadium was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. How did you get notified? How did they inform you that you were in the running or paint that picture? Did they email you, phone you?
Contacted me a couple of months ago and I kept missing the phone calls.
Yes.
And finally I answered the phone and they offered me this honorary doctorate.
Yes.
And I said, sure, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Not realizing like the magnitude of what it means and how significant it is.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a bit overwhelming, but I had 15 family and friends there all to
good. Cheer you on.
Celebrate and shed a few
tears with me. So beautiful. So tell us about your artwork, how long you've been practicing art, and what's your vision?
So basically I started off as a jewellery maker and then came to Melbourne to paint the first green and gold tram in 1988.
Okay.
Advertising the Koori Heritage Trust.
Yes.
And basically went from there to doing major public art commissions. Then to researching our material cultural items held in museum collections.
Yes.
And so I basically, you know, here in Australia, but also travel the world, looking at our objects and items from the southeast of Australia, recreating them and passing that knowledge on to my family. And so now I do a lot of work with my great-nephew, Mitch Marnie, where we've got, like, two separate commissions with Mervac and a collaborative commission. But, to take him on that journey, and he also started working at Melbourne Museum, looking at the collections, and, it's just amazing to be able to look at object items or telling stories through art in a really contemporary way.
Well, Arnie, if you look at we are storytellers and you're using art as the vehicle to tell the story, and forever and a day, 60,000 years we've been doing art through our caves and what have you and on our artefacts, and so it is a part of our culture, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't separate them. Like, I live, eat and breathe this stuff every day, and it's how do you tell that story in a really positive way? And it might look beautiful, but the story behind it could be, you know, really heartbreaking.
Of course.
And I've also, last year, just got the commission for the Stolen Generation Memorial Marker here in Melbourne.
Yes.
And we'll be sculpting 39 Aboriginal children and 38 to represent the 38 language groups of Victoria, and then that one child for hope. For the future.
Exactly.
And all the other children will have a hole in their chest representing the country they were removed from.
Yep.
So it'll be a huge emotional piece of work.
Of course, beautiful. Yes. And as you put the brush to the paint, you know, there is the story coming to life. And, we we keep our culture strong. We share with our young ones and our mob, but also educate our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, government and people of the world. We are still here 60,000 years, First Nation people of the Big Island of Australia, and we're not going nowhere, Auntie.
Absolutely, and to be able to take these young ones on the journey.
Exactly.
And, you know, I make these 50-metre river reed necklaces, and my niece and my great-niece and nephew, brother and sister, are both sort of following. So Molly's now making, like, 10-metre river reed necklaces, which are really beautiful. And when she was at home a couple of weeks ago, she went through the whole process of cutting the reeds, boiling them, dyeing them, and gluing feathers, you know.
And Anna, you're continuing the practice, which is 60,000 years, and that's how we passed the knowledge on. It was interrupted when colonisation came, and we are now reaching out and grabbing our college and bringing it to life again. And so it should be done. Here we are, 21st century,
absolutely.
Auntie.
And looking at these objects and items in museum collections, and what I'd like to see more of is, you know, we have the historical item, which is an absolutely beautiful object.
Yes.
But it'd be great for that next generation coming through to recreate that object and give that other object a story in a community. And I'd like to do that on an international scale where you take elders and young people over to see our objects and items held in museum collections.
Yes.
But also in the exhibitions outside of London.
Yes.
And because, you know, they just have everything grouped together with no community, no story. We're the oldest continuous living culture in the world.
In the world, yeah.
And it looks like time has stood still in these, you know, museum cases.
Yes.
And they need to have a voice in a community and show that continuation of culture. So if we can do that one day, that would be absolutely
Well, that's a good
incredible.
Goal, exactly. It would be absolutely fantastic. To all our deadly listeners out there just tuned in, I'm talking to Annie Murray Clark, who's the recipient of Doctors of Arts Honours. So you received your doctorate in this space. That's with a flat hat and a gown, and there you are, styling up on the stage. 10,500 people graduating students. So what else came with the award? Did you get a trophy as such? Or?
Well, you get your piece of paper in a really beautiful folder. And they give you the gown and the hat. So, you know, the pink and red gown is the only colourful thing in my wardrobe. Because, you know, down here in Melbourne, all we wear is black.
Yeah,
the only
colourful
thing is my flag T-shirt.
Yeah, beautiful.
So
congratulations, Art. Congratulations. Look, family must be proud, and all the best to you and your family. And look, lead them from the front. Enjoy the journey. Passing knowledge on to your nieces and nephews, and working with your young nephew. It's fantastic, Arnie, and we're keeping our culture alive. And look, a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a Happy New Year, Auntie.
Yep, thank you. Thanks so much.
And thank you for
you guys have a safe and Merry Christmas too.
Okay, my dear. Thank you very much. You take care and all the best, eh, Aunt?
Thanks.
Congratulations. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, the sunny Marie Clark, picking up her doctorate, Doctor of Arts Honours, distinguished, and she accepted the honour alongside 10,500 graduating students at Marvel Stadium. And her art practice is more than about making art. It's reflected in her acceptance speech. It's about cultural reclamation, reviving, preserving, and sharing cultural knowledge and creating an art practice of Southeast Aboriginal communities. Fantastic. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Maybe on a yarn about what you're doing for Christmas, New Year, travelling away, travel safe. That's what it's all about. And it's about love and respecting family and friends. Be with family and friends and share the love and celebrating the year that was and also looking forward for the year coming, 2026. Yana Strong, have you say here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
And love, our day is through, but each night in dreams
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
You know it now, all you should do. it now, oh yes you do. You know it now, oh yes you do.
Perfect piece. Sylvia Barlow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country. BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to news. We're going to catch up with Yarn now with Murray on the line from WA. Murray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you this morning, mate?
Very good, brother. Where are you? Where are you travelling? What are you doing?
So I'm in Perth.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ring up and say that I don't hear you. I haven't got the opportunity to tune in every day, but when I do, you make my day and you make the day of many people.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Look, you know, it's a vehicle, isn't it? We can have a yarn, have a say, and you know, and we utilise the fantastic vehicle. But thank you for your compliment.
No, it's a positivity, mate, and I listen to your interviews, which are usually really good, and you spread the word, and like I say, there has been so much negativity this year.
Yes.
And still is, but a positive note at the start of the day makes it a good day.
Fantastic. And what do you do for a quid, Murray? What do you do, mate?
Motorcycle mechanic, mate. I'm the oldest mechanic in Perth, I think. I'm 68 years old. I'm nearly retired.
Yes.
I just love what I do.
Good. And, powerful. So, yeah, no, picking bikes for anybody in any matter. Are we talking Harley Davidson? We're talking dirt bikes? We're talking tricycles?
No, we don't generally do Harleys. We specialise mainly in high performance and racing, a lot of drag racing here in Perth.
Okay.
And West Aussies seem to be very good at drag racing because there's so many straight roads.
Yeah, true. I hear you. And what's the name of your company, Murray?
It's called Pace Motorsport.
And we're Pace Motorsport. Yes, Pace and, Motorsport. And how long have you been running that business for? Your business, Jess?
No. I work for the boss.
Okay.
And,
what's the boss' name? Who the owners?
Yeah, Brett's the owner. And we've put an apprentice on this year. And
good.
He's the best apprentice I've ever seen. In
good.
30 years I've been on the tools.
Yes.
On motorcycles.
Yes. And what's your apprentice name? Big shout out.
Yeah. His name is Darren.
Darren, big shout out, Darren. Yes, we are all,
mate, look,
all students for life, my friend. We are all students for life, aren't we?
Yeah, well, every day is a school day. I always
exactly
say.
Yes. Second that.
And it doesn't matter what you do or what you know you do for a living or in your life in general. If you're always ready to learn, you'll always learn something new.
Yeah, exactly. And I always say,
I just want to wish you and all the crew there all the very best for Christmas.
And thank you for your call, Murray. And all the best for you, Murray. Merry Christmas and New Year to all your family and to the guys you work with as well. And keep travelling along, brother.
Well, that's all we can do, mate, one day at a time. But you take care and look forward to listening to you in the New Year.
Thank you. Take care, brother. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Trev.
Good yarn there. That's Murray. Murray from WA, motorbike mechanic. And look, a big shout-out to all his team there. He works the job. He's been coming up to 68 years old, loves it, and still is on the tools. So fantastic. And if you're doing something you love and you're passionate about, you won't work a day in your life. And Murray's doing exactly that. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. There was so much trouble. Warren H. Williams, big shout out, Warren H. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. We come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana with Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, Sydney premiere of the heartfelt play, Dear Son, to open at Belvoir at 2026 season. And the Sydney premiere, Dear Son, will be shown from the 8th of January to 25th of January, part of the Sydney Festival. Look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with one of the main cast there, members, and that's Jimmy Barney on the line. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Good morning, brother.
My brother, very good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming to the program. Before we start, Bala, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yes, Jimmy Barney. My bloodline go for Wagadagam tribe, Mabuyag Island in the near western part of Torres Strait.
Yes.
Peodu, from Erub. And I was born and bred on Kurrig Nation, Waibeni, Thursday Island. Yeah. And I am based here in Gimui. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, Bala. Good to be yarn with you. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations. We're talking about this deadly play called Dear Son. Yeah. So you're one of the main cast members there on stage. So give us a bit of background. Don't give too much away regarding Dear Son. And let's get people on to go and check the play out. Tell us about it, please, Jimmy.
Yeah, so the play Dear Son is based on the book called Dear Son by Thomas Mayo. Yes. So basically the book, Thomas had 13 First Nations men from around the country write letters to their son and to their fathers.
Yes.
Including Thomas himself, yeah. So, yeah, you got stories from like Troy Cassidaly, Joey Williams, brother Yessie Mosby from York there, Masik.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a letter in regarding, it could be any topic, it's just a message to father, son, what, passing on knowledge or growling or paint a picture for their vision, their future, their dreaming. Paint that picture.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, it's basically a letter to their son or to their dad. Like, you know, it's a really personal intimate, I guess.
Okay.
Love letter, or, you know, things that you wouldn't say directly.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. So we're talking D&M, we're talking deep and meaningful yarns there going on, Bala.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Brother Trev, just doing that show as an actor,
yes.
We had this exercise to sort of think about, you know, ourselves in writing a letter to our son.
Wow.
Oh, man, I tell you what, sitting in that room and thinking, like, what am I going to say to my big boy? You know, to make like I'm thinking, like, all of these things, it's really overwhelming, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So it actually opens up this inner deep conversation of men expressing themselves. Wow.
You know, Bala, and when you look at it, being a parent and being a father, you are head of the family, yeah, a father figure. Mm. So you want to make sure you give that strong foundation for that piccaninny, for the small boy there, for grow up into strong man, you know? So it is deep, isn't it, my Bala?
Oh, it's been a deep. You know, you got things that come up that, you know, even emotional too as well.
I know.
Because I think, I think from experience of doing the show too, Brother Trev, it showed, because there's five of us, five men on stage, and we basically depict them stories of the letters. So we vessel and tool of ourselves, just letting the letters come alive.
Okay.
To us on stage. Yeah.
So paint that picture. So you'll have a bullet. Like, for example, you be on stage, the character you're playing, you pick up your letter, and you share it with the other brothers on stage, where the audience are listening in. Is that the connotation?
That's pretty much the structure.
Yep, all right.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yes, like not picking up the letter physically, but sort of it just comes through us, and we sort of adapt it into a theatrical, you know, stage performance sort of space.
And the setting, are you sitting around a campfire, or are you out in the bush, or are you in someone's lounge, or paint the decoration on stage?
Yes, that's the one. So the set designer, Kevin O'Brien, he set up, you know, he got family road, go back to, you know, he grew up on Hammond Island.
Okay.
So his vision was focused on them shed, you know, them shed on the beach.
Yes, Abby, yeah.
Them shack, sorry. And, you know, and it becomes like a place for men to sit around cooking. You do everything there, you know.
That's a fish, scale that fish, place. Gut that fish, make a yarn.
Well, that's it.
You know?
That's one. Ready for put it under the ground.
Come on, Ree.
Yeah, that's our kitchen. It's our safe place.
And that's where conversations are happening.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's his idea that he'd be put on stage. So basically, we five men are on that space, and then them stories, not stories, them letters,
come
to life through us.
And true yarns, you know, so virtually not a story, it's just a father opening up and sharing ideas, or, you know, guiding, what have you. How many, you said five on stage, who are the other characters are performing with you on stage, Mabala?
Yeah, so for this Sydney one, we've got myself, we've got our brother Tibian Wiles, Kirk Page, Wanaga Blanco, and brother Luke Carroll.
Okay, right, beautiful.
Yeah, so good, there's five of us on stage, and
Look, fantastic. So, look, it's been performed from the 8th of January to 26th of January, part of the Sydney Festival, and that's at the Belvoir there in Sydney. Is that right?
That's the one, Belvoir Theatre there, in Surrey Hills. And,
beautiful.
And my brother, you know, family's here in Cairns. If you got family down in Sydney, please go.
Make that yarn.
Wow, true.
Well, to see black people on stage performing, telling stories, you know, and like, no matter where you come from, you are a father. If not, you are a son. So there's connection there. But then a lovely female counterpart can have a look at that yarn as well and take it on board. Because sometimes, father's no longer with us, but, you know, it's powerful. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. My brother, congratulations. All the best. Do enjoy the show. As they say, break a leg. And thank you for the yarn, my brother.
Yeah, I mean, a big yes for my brother, Trev, too deadly.
Big yes for all the best. And look, a Merry Christmas, Kuri New Year, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Hey, too good. Yes, Merry Christmas.
One love. All right, you all.
Okay, one love, you all.
Beautiful yarn there. Jimmy Barney, and look, one of the main characters with the play called Dear Son, and that's happening at Belvoir in 2026, starting from 8th of January to 25th of January. So do check it out. If you're in Sydney, then yes, get on down and have a look at that that fantastic play. And if you're travelling down there to Sydney for business or catch up with family, too early for rugby league. But yeah, there it is. There's entertainment right there. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, my people.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
I will be taken to the promised land, to my home in the heavens, in the sky. I will float through the clouds, and he will take my hand to my world.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Trinity Trev signs off. Thank you for your company, you mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. A Merry Christmas, Kooring New Year, and let's party hard but party safe. Look after each other, be careful on the roads, and let's think before we travel and think before we go out. And plan ahead is what I'm trying to say. But thank you for your time, and look, we'll yarn tomorrow. And big shout-out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours. Thank you for all the work that you do, everything you do, and we'll yarn soon. Stay tuned to NERS for the news. NRS, big shout-out. Thank you very much to Deadly.